Thanks and good morning. Last night near the Humble Hill on-ramp at Highway 101, California Highway Patrol reports a male pedestrian was struck by a full-size truck. The white lifted truck had toolboxes on the side. Its driver fled the scene early this morning. No additional information has been discovered regarding the vehicle or driver identity. The 33-year-old pedestrian sustained major injuries and died after being transported to the hospital. Identity, it's being withheld pending notification. The National Weather Service says confidence is high that cold air will settle over Northwest California going into tomorrow and will chill us into next weekend. Near record low temperatures are forecast this week, affecting a range extending from Crescent City to Eureka to Ukiah. Be prepared for the cold weather by insulating pipes and allowing faucets to drip. Keep pipes from freezing. Bringing pets and sensitive plants inside and wearing several layers of loose-fit clothing this week. Officials caution you not to bring heating devices inside the home that are intended for outdoor use. That's because you could get a buildup of deadly carbon monoxide. The California Highway Patrol is joining with the American Occupational Therapy Association, recognizing this week as Older Driver Safety Awareness Week. According to the CHP's statewide integrated traffic record system, more than 23,000 drivers over the age of 65 were involved in a collision in 2011. Nearly 400 of those drivers were killed. More than 22,000 suffered injuries. The CHP offers a two-hour Age Well Drive Smart course supported by the Keep Everyone Safe grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The program gives seniors the opportunity to improve their driving skills. For more information, visit the CHP website. Today is Cyber Monday, which is the third special shopping day that occurs on the heels of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's celebrated by consumers taking to their computers and smartphones and making purchases online. Online websites, they take part in the recent tradition by offering alluring discounts and Cyber Monday specials. On the Talk Shop program, we spoke with Simple Country therapist Lou Quinby about the heated consumer passions that have been known to happen on Black Friday, with stories of tramplings at malls and fighting over merchandise. Quinby says some stores have come to expect it.
You have a Black Friday and you have 300 or 400 people lined up outside. Everything's kind of interesting before the doors open. After the doors open, just bingo, switch. Now they just run like crazy. There's been some places have ambulances on standby. That's just bizarre. Because, okay, well, it's going to happen, Bill. Call up the EMTs, get them out here.
Cyber Monday emotions might run high for some, but thankfully that frustration and emotion is more likely to be shown behind a keyboard and not the store aisle. Of course, you can celebrate Cyber Monday locally by ordering from the website of a local business or by picking up the phone and giving them a call. More KINS News after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have an interesting career that you could talk about with local students? We're recruiting business, trade, education, and public sector workers to share career insight with middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
We have turned the focus of our community news to the impact holiday shopping has on local businesses. And now that the holiday shopping season has begun, we can take a look at trends that have emerged over the past few years. The rise of digital technology has changed the face of shopping, with consumers turning to online purchases in addition to the normal shopping done in brick-and-mortar stores. That has led us to today, Cyber Monday, created on the back of Black Friday, the traditional kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Handheld portable electronic devices are a mainstay in our society. Increasingly more consumers are using them to make purchases, but even more importantly for retailers and their advertisers, they are used to search for sales and deals. A survey from the National Retail Federation found that 44% of consumers use their digital media devices to search for the best deals, to look up retailer information, redeem coupons, and compare pricing. One-third of consumers make purchases online. The very nature of the holiday shopping season is changing, impacting our community. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.